It's Theo.
And Vanessa. And here's what you need to know this week.
With a why.
Wow, you didn't wait.
Yeah, I didn't. But, I mean, come on. You know it was coming.
Yeah, apparently I did. Mm-hmm. Well, go on, Theo.
Hey, you tell me. What's up?
Well, it's officially Mathematics Week.
There's a week?
Oh, yes, my there is. It's like the fifth week now.
Not my favorite subject.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's cool. I love maths. Like, math rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You sound like one of them people who say it out loud so they can convince themselves.
We had a love-hate relationship. So, like, my teacher would tell us that I did hate maths. But, mm-hmm. like, in my mind, math intrigues me.
Deep down.
While math might not be everybody's favorite subject, the week is important.
Okay.
Just like how the subject is important.
I agree.
We have to get rid of the aversion towards math.
True.
Because math counts.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you know, by the way, that's the theme for this year's Math Week. And there'll be emphasis on how math is used in our daily lives.
You know, she makes a great point that math is important. I remember my own experience with mathematics. It was all about hate, fail. And they realized that you have to do it.
Yeah, try bake. Try bake without math.
Exactly. And then once you get
Try take taxi without math.
All right, remember my example?
Sorry.
Once you get the aversion out, I suddenly started passing maths. Same guy.
There you go.
But it is also interesting how you used eloquent English to make such a compelling case for math. People say them on different sides that they divide, you know?
Yeah.
I suppose one can't go without the other. Yeah.
Indeed. The main event for Math Week will be the staging of the National Mathematics Expo, and that's this Thursday at the University of the West Indies Mona Campus. That's from 9 o'clock to 4 o'clock, one full work day, so just stop by.
The expo is open to students, teachers, and parents, and you can come out and interact with math on a practical level. So even if you or your child has a strong dislike for the subject, and I would say especially if you or your child has a strong dislike for the subject, this could be an opportunity to change that.
Absolutely. And it's not like they're going to charge you for coming. So that's running from the thing, no? Yeah, and this is where I give a quick shout out to the Health Ministry, as last week they celebrated 1 year of Jamaica Moves. I was actually in the park with them.
Moving.
You want me never move, though. God, well, no.
Kind of defeats
me
the purpose,
on a bench.
It?
No, me did sit down. Like, everybody did them tights and bare things,
oh,
and
I
move up and down.
Moving along. See what I did there again? And in case you forgot, Jamaica Moves is one of the Health Ministry's initiatives to reduce the prevalence of non-communicable diseases like
Diabetes.
Oh, God, that took it too long. By promoting physical activity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Ministry of Health actually recommends that persons get at least 30 minutes of physical activity daily. That means they can walk.
Yeah, typing on a keyboard does not count.
Wanna get up and walk, man.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you too can do your part in preventing high blood pressure, mm-hmm. diabetes, mm-hmm. high cholesterol, mm-hmm. cause when I enter that them thing left for the rest of 2018, you know what I mean?
Our disease are gone. Not here. Bye-bye. Exactly.
I see what you did there.
Yes, we're punning all over.
You know what I mean? It's very funny.
But exactly. But one thing we're into for 2018 is the completion of the Mandela Highway.
Listen to that collective sigh out there in the great beyond.
People may know just a couple more weeks.
Man. 75%.
You know, yes, it's 75% complete. And boy, it'll look and feel real good.
Woo,
you know, when
you
drive to Spanish Town and drive, come back big up to the Spanish Town, massive, but I have to come out of Spanish Town every day for the damn rock.
Yeah. So the National Works Agency says the new date for completion of the project is December 2018.
This year,
right. And that's due mainly to delays caused by the heavy rainfall last year. That really gave us a problem. So motorists, you have 6 lanes of smoothness coming your way.
One more thing.
Mm-hmm, that's true. Bam, bam.
It's this week. April 19 to 22, the Expo Jamaica Trade Fair is back at the National Indoor Sports Center. So guess what, man? Look out for the strong showing of support for Brand Jamaica. Buy Jamaica, Build Jamaica. We say yeah in every single form.
Jamaica, yep.
Nutraceutical, you know, the little handwork and handcraft something them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the other things them.
Mercy.
Yeah.
Preacher.
Yeah.
Okay, anticlimactic. But general admission is $800
like
for adults, $200 for children under 12, and the little one them, you know, is 2 years and under. They are free as the birds in the sky. You can buy tickets online at expojamaica.com. So come out and take a look at what Brand Jamaica got to offer.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's it for Wink today. Send your feedback to radio@jis.gov.jm. Connect with us on Twitter @JISNews.
Instagram remains @JISVoice. And interact with us on Facebook @Jamaica Information Service. Until next time, she's Vanessa.
And he's Theo. And remember,
knowledge is power, so stay in the know.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.